a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for checking it out. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Thanks to Joe Lavora for this beautiful opening music.
Quite a little interlude.
Yes, this is called The Neighbor's Advice. My brother's music is available on Bandcamp.com. You should check it out. It's the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Did you say Bandcamp or Van Camp?
Yes, that's correct.
Pick up the CD and some pork and beans.
Get my brother's records. And I don't think it would kill you to have pork and beans for dinner. It's full of protein.
Lots of fiber.
Don't kid yourself. Welcome to the show. Darren, what have you been up to since last time we spoke?
Well, just looking forward to this podcast, which is a better idea than sightseeing in Boston.
Yeah, so that East Coast is just getting hammered, huh?
I guess.
What do they call it? The bombogenesis or the bomb cyclone?
Bomb cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that at Channel 8, Eric Sorensen...
But like the ocean is in the streets now.
Yeah. No, that happens.
Yeah.
Thought it was a good idea to live close to the ocean,
oh,
did you?
Oh, we thought we'd go sightseeing in Boston. You thought that was a good idea, You were going to take me... we were going to go do some window shopping, huh?
When these ice caps melt and the East Coast is radically changed, how do you think that's going to be?
I'm not sure that I'll see it, but...
You don't think it's happening year?
Maybe.
Is it, when do the ice caps melt? Could it just happen in one day?
Oh, boy, they just went.
Oh, there it goes. Miami's gone in a day.
You get a polar bear, and you get a polar bear.
Yeah, at some point, did the polar bears start migrating south? They got to do something, right?
We got to change our stripes, man.
This is not working. Uh-huh. Where we were at was not working.
You get a penguin, and you get a penguin.
My kid was telling me about something called a cookie cutter shark that he was learning about in school. Hmm. And the whole thing sounded made up to me. It's like, yeah, no, they live off of, sometimes they eat rubber because they like to eat blubber. And I'm thinking, all of this sounds made up.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who's teaching the class, Jerry Lewis?
That's what I'm saying. And it turns out it's all true. They basically are these little, dogfish sharks, and they find whales, and they just chew on the whales. And the whales can't do anything about it. So, these whales are full of holes from these, what they're called, cookie cutter sharks. Huh. But as he's telling me this, I'm like, everything you've just said
and
is
I'm
wrong.
That's not this a education. Thing.
Well, it turns out it's true. All of it's true. Yeah. I still haven't made any money off HQ Trivia. I want to thank everybody for using the code Nacho Radio and giving me extra lives. I still, to this day, have not won a dime on this HQ Trivia. And I want to point out that it is now available to you Android users.
That doesn't sound like the 85th percentile.
They're tough questions.
I understand that.
I made it to
question. Someone's answering the questions.
You have to answer 12 questions to win money. Mm-hmm. I made it to question 11.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're knocking on the door. What kind of money would you make if you got to question 12?
You know, most nights it's like 50 bucks, 30 bucks.
Still something.
60 bucks.
Are people winning, though?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Some people are winning.
Twice a day, yeah.
Two winners a day.
Yeah. They do a show at 3 o'clock, or is it 2 o'clock? I know there's one at 8 o'clock. That's the one I don't miss, is the 8 o'clock at night one. HQ Trivia, it's an app where you can play trivia for free. Use the code Nacho Radio.
How long does it take?
15 minutes.
Okay, so it's not like an hour long program.
I mean, you get the question wrong, you're done.
Yes.
You could stick around and watch the show. I tend to bail. Right. I'm not going to win. What am I here to learn? Pass.
That's the most you can win, though, is 50 bucks?
Well, no. A couple of nights ago, was it Christmas Eve? Usually the prize is $2,000. So whoever makes it to the end splits the $2,000. But on Christmas Eve, the prize was $12,000. And only two people out of 600,000 made it to the last question.
Huh.
So they split $6,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but usually I think people win 56 bucks. You know, it depends.
I guess it depends on the size of the audience.
Who makes it to the end? Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. So, yeah, use that Nacho Radio code if you're playing HQ Trivia. I thank you. And, if I win, I think that's a victory for all of us. More me than anyone.
More you than anyone, really. But
And look, if I win $36, is it going to make me or break me?
Yes.
I'd like to find out.
we'll see.
Of course.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to just get right into it today. Is that cool?
Sure. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. A movie's coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, Saturday. Don't miss it. January 27th. All the Queen's Horses. A loving tribute to Rita Crundwell.
I don't know that that's a fair characterization of the movie.
Okay, it's the Rita Crundwell documentary.
If the movie is just 2 hours of what just, a great woman she was for just, stealing millions of dollars, just, that's an interesting take.
It's we're just such nice people that when we're on camera, we can't say anything bad about anybody.
Rita, we can't stay mad at her.
Now, you know she was taking $30,000 a day.
Take the good with the bad. Take the good with the bad. That's what I say.
I didn't know we had $30,000
nice lady.
A day.
Very pleasant to deal with. Whenever I went to the City Hall, always had a smile on her face.
Always was missing a watch, though, when I walked out of that place.
You don't suppose Rita was taking watches?
She was taking watches as well. So that's happening on Saturday, January.
Again, how much money did she steal?
Well, you find out in the documentary.
$53.7 million!
That's a lot.
Over 22 years to support her American quarter horse breeding operation.
Well, it's all there for you in All the Queen's Horses on Saturday, January 27th on Valentine's Day. They're playing Sleepless in Seattle. And then on Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. You don't want to miss that. And also coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Black, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or, of course, you can get them right there at the box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. We should mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, having a get-together. Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, it's a birthday party, a tailgate, a graduation, office meeting, corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Give them a call at 563-359-8500. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and what's going to happen is you're going to get a medium sub, but you'll pay for the price of a small one, which, to break it down, is a deal.
Let me ask you this. 10 years ago, Rita Crundwell stole $5.8 million. 2008.
It was a good year.
$5.8 million she stole from the city of Dixon.
What
right?
was left?
And again, the fact that Dixon even had $5.8 million to steal, I think, is remarkable.
Boggles the mind.
I don't say that out of spite. I think, Dixon, you're marvelous. I just, the numbers, when I can't add it up, but here it is. What do you think her salary was?
Don't know.
What was she making, like, legitimately?
What was she making? $50,000.
Her salary as the old treasurer and comptroller for the city of Dixon.
Okay.
She was making legitimately
$80,000
a year.
$80,000.
Yes. That wasn't enough.
No.
$80,000.
Yeah.
And $80,000 in Dixon, it's like you're already a millionaire.
No, you can eat at the Arthur's Garden Deli all you want.
Yes! Let me ask you this. When I go to Arthur's Garden Deli in Rock Island, none of the servers wear the denim skirts. That's like a religious thing, right?
Could very well be, yes.
Some sort of holy roll or something or another?
Okay.
Went there recently and did not have a good experience.
Oh, yeah?
I think I might be over Arthur's.
Okay. Well, you don't really need them. You got Capriati's.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Capriati's doesn't do baked potatoes, though.
They do not.
If they did. And here's... And can I... I hate to do this, but can I nitpick with Capriati's?
Tread lightly.
I just want to point this out. Because I go there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
Yes.
And I tend to get the large,
yes.
So I don't even get the deal because I'm ordering larges.
Right.
But if I had something negative to say about Capriati's, it's this.
What?
Their fax machine does not receive faxes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Yes.
You've tried to fax an order.
I just know every time I pay, there's a sign
for
the employees that goes, "Remember, everybody, our fax machine does not receive faxes." And I think,
I don't know.
Well, I found something about this place that I don't care for.
But it sends faxes, apparently.
Oh!
Otherwise, why have it?
Darren, like a son of a bitch,
like
that
a
thing
champ.
Is faxing like nobody's business.
Like a champ.
Oh, yeah. faxing like you wouldn't believe.
I got you.
Number one.
Well, number one.
Otherwise, it's like having something that teleports people, you know, here, but except it doesn't teleport people. We got a teleporter that doesn't teleport people.
Yes, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who uses fax machines in 2017?
I
2018. I'm still writing 2017 on my checks.
Once in a while, I will.
You do faxes at your work?
Not a lot, but I know that I know that I've done one maybe in the last 2 months.
Really?
I can't remember what it was for.
Really?
But yeah, it was a fax.
That's, wow. Number one today on the top five things. Thoughts and prayers, Alex Trebek.
Gone?
Still with us, thank goodness.
But in jeopardy.
He is in jeopardy.
I'm sorry.
The show, Jeopardy, has been suspended. Production of the show has been suspended while Alex Trebek recovers from brain surgery.
Ooh.
Blood clots on his brain.
See what you people have done to me.
He has been the host of that show for 33 years.
Yeah, it's been.
How old is Alex Trebek?
Oh, is he probably?
You're very good at this game, but how good are you with Alex Trebek?
73.
He's 77 years old.
77.
Yeah. Diagnosed with blood clots, he had a subdural hematoma. He had a bad fall, I guess, in October.
Yeah, you don't want to fall.
And when you're in your upper 70s and you fall, that's something to look out for. So thank God they were able to find this and figure it out. He says he should be back soon.
We got a fall risk here.
Some of you may have heard by now that during the holiday break, I had a slight medical problem. Subdural hematoma. Blood clots on the brain caused by a fall I endured about 2 months ago. Surgery was performed. After 2 days in the hospital, I came home to start recovery. The prognosis is excellent, and I expect to be back in the studio taping more Jeopardy programs very, very soon. And I want to thank all of you for your concern.
Well, excellent.
Now, is that like a Facebook post or something?
Yes, yes.
Was he wearing like a turban?
No, he did have a ball cap on.
Oh, he had a ball cap.
A turban would have been a nice look. How come old dames don't wear the turban with like the jewel
the
in the middle like they used to do. Yeah.
That's a good look.
Why bring that back, old ladies?
Well,
why doesn't anybody Norma Desmond it up anymore?
Buy one for Jenny.
Here you go, honey.
She'll wear it.
Here you go, honey. I got you a little something. I'd like
for like the next birthday or Christmas. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Here you go,
you
sweetie.
You can get her one that just has a heart on it.
I want you to wear this.
I want you to
wear this old lady turban around the house.
Tell me
the picture's got small. It's very important that you do this for me.
And then make your way down the stairs.
Yeah, right. When you why did you just walk down the stairs? I need you to saunter.
Uh-huh.
Would you saunter down the stairs dramatically for me?
Right.
That would be wonderful if you could somehow figure out a way to do that.
That would be wonderful. That would be great.
I wouldn't say no to it.
No. Number two. I like this new look.
this takes me places. Number two, HBO finally confirming when Game of Thrones is coming back.
And this is going to be it then, huh?
The 6-episode final season of Game of Thrones will be sometime in the year 2019.
Ooh, a lot of waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, we pulled the plug on HBO because it's like, what are we doing?
Oh, did you?
What am I paying for?
I don't know.
I got time to watch movies. Stop yourself.
I got these game show apps I got to get to.
I got HQ twice a day. Yes, Game of Thrones will be back sometime, they say, in 2019.
Huh.
It'll be shorter than previous series. I mean, it's only 6 episodes, but a lot of the episodes, they say, will be basically feature-length episodes. You're going to be getting basically 6 movies.
Do you feel better now that we are actually in a decade that has a name? The teens?
No.
With the 20s still?
We've been in this decade for 5 years. No one calls it that.
You still don't feel secure.
The 20s is
the
when...
The 20s, you'll be all right.
That'll have a feel. The roaring 20s. Exactly. We'll be...
And roaring because just animals will be in the streets.
Well, You're probably right about that one.
But
yes.
By roaring, it means we're all being chased by wild cats.
Actual damn lions.
Damn lions are in the streets.
Yes. If you're someone who went to a Detroit restaurant recently, you need to go to a doctor. They're dealing with a, again,
Dr.
their
Detroit?
Words,
is that who you need to see?
They're dealing with a, I wouldn't go to Dr. Detroit.
No?
Hashtag, not a real doctor.
No, not a real movie. No, it was all right.
Dr. Detroit was basically Dan Aykroyd. I've never seen it, but he's a pimp, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea?
Yes. Does he have superpowers? No.
I've never seen it.
I did.
Is Howard Hessman in that movie?
Could be. Been a long time. I saw it once.
Is Donna Dixon in that movie?
Well, probably.
What am I thinking?
Probably.
Of? What is Dr. Detroit is Dan Aykroyd as a pimp. That's all I know. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
That was a movie.
I think I might have seen it even in the theater.
Well, of course you did. Dr. Detroit.
That was his follow up to what?
Trading Places?
Could be. That's a good guess.
The film stars, Howard Hessman, Dan Aykroyd, Fran Drescher, and Donna Dixon, with a special appearance by James Brown.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Devo performs theme from Dr. Detroit. I do know that. Let's see here. Introverted geek Clifford Skidlow.
Whatever happened to James Thunderfoot?
Oh, gosh.
We're still waiting on those photos.
Wait, Dr. Detroit doesn't take place in Detroit. It takes place in Chicago. Hmm. Well, I guess I don't know anything about this movie. A pimp owes $80,000. Howard Hessman's a pimp. He owes $80,000 to a gruff Chicago mob boss. So he invents a fictitious mobster, the flamboyant Dr. Detroit, a ruthless chiropractor. Oh, boy.
They all are.
Oh, boy. Well, this is not a movie that you can see anywhere, is it? Is it on Netflix?
Don't know that it did that well.
Shot on location in Chicago during the summer of 1982. Well, I was in Chicago in 1982.
Maybe
I might
you're
be
an extra.
I might be in the movie.
Wait a minute. There I am doing a Hitchcock.
I don't remember being in the movie, Dr. Detroit, but there it is.
I'm going to sue.
The Detroit area dealing with a significant hepatitis A outbreak. Mm. 630 known cases. 20 of them have resulted in death, by the way. And public health officials are especially troubled, it says here, by the number of food handlers who have been infected with hepatitis A.
When your food handlers are dropping like flies,
right?
That's not the best thing.
So, help me understand hepatitis. Hepatitis A, there's a hepatitis B and a hepatitis C,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know anything about hepatitis. I thought it was something you got from using dirty needles.
I suppose you could.
What else is like hepatitis? Is something you can just catch from somebody touching your food?
Toilet seats.
I'll tell you this: public
pools. Where will you be swimming this summer?
Well, if everything goes according to my plan, the ocean. Yes, I've got to get back to the ocean. That's where life began for us all, Darren. You know that.
I thought it was Ethiopia.
Well, the Ethiopian Ocean. Yes.
Oh. That sounds good.
You know what I say every Christmas? Every Christmas when you're talking about Ethiopia, I gather the family around the tree and I say, let's all thank God it's them instead of us.
Strange line.
That's what Bono wanted.
Very, very strange line.
Right. I say, son.
Did you take the tree down?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, cause Christmas is over.
Oh, I know.
Let's get it on with. Enough already with the tree. We did take it down, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I say, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. Thank God it's them and not us. Huh? Well, let's raise a glass. And,
let's get Paul Young involved.
Let's enjoy.
When is Paul Young coming to the boat?
It's a good question. Is Mr. Vince Neil in town this weekend?
I believe.
Is that tonight?
No, I think it's next weekend.
They're still advertising that show, which leads me to believe they haven't sold out.
I think you could get in.
You think so? I would think that. How big is the room at the boat?
I don't
know.
They're
still.
I have not been there. I've been to. Well, it's not the boat. That's the
Rhythm City Casino,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Not a boat.
And Rhythm City is the name of it because
we got rhythm.
This is where all the rhythm is from.
We got rhythm. Who could ask for anything more?
Vince Neil, Mr. Vince Neil, as he's known to me by his handler at the Breakers there in West Palm Beach.
Would you like to meet Mr. Vince Neil?
Mr. Vince Neil would like to give you tickets to his show tonight.
That's okay.
That show will be next
Saturday night.
Yes, yes. Raised on the tough streets of Compton, California, Vince Neil fell in love with music as a child, developing a broad vocabulary that ranged from classic Motown to hard rock. Tickets are $55, $45, $35, $30, and $25.
Now, does that come with a buffet?
It damn well better. And by the way, Mr. Vince Neil gets to eat first at the buffet. You can all have his leavings. So if you've eaten anything in a restaurant in Detroit, go get tested, I guess, for hepatitis.
Okay.
That's something you can get from people touching your food. I'm done eating at restaurants in Detroit now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Me too.
Are there three hepatitises? Is it A, B, and C? Is there a hepatitis D?
Hepatitis Z is like a zombie hepatitis. You don't want that. It goes, yeah, right to the zombies take your liver.
So I need to look into this. Is it a liver disease? It's an inflammation of your liver.
It's a liver thing.
You don't want that.
No.
You have no symptoms, but you get yellow discoloration of the skin and the whites of your eyes. Poor appetite, vomiting, tiredness, abdominal pain.
Oh, it's
or
the worst.
Diarrhea.
It's diarrhea.
You don't want that. That's the last thing you want. Is this hepatitis? No, thank you.
Diarrhea.
You know, there's a flu bug going around. I wonder if it's maybe hepatitis.
I don't know if there's hepatitis flu.
There's hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E, apparently. Hepatitis A and E are mainly spread by contaminated food and water. Hepatitis B is sexually transmitted, although you can get it from your mom if she has it while she's pregnant with you. Hepatitis B and C commonly spread through infected blood. Intravenous drug users. Oh, boy. Hep A, B, and D are preventable with immunization. So maybe this is already taken care of. Maybe this isn't
something. Check your records.
Oh, sheesh.
Four.
We're living in a wasteland.
Something else.
Living in a wasteland.
So, number four, by the year 2040.
Gotcha.
So, in our lifetime. Well, my lifetime, not yours necessarily, Darren.
Thank you.
Muslims will become America's second largest religious group.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. They will. There will be more Muslims than Jews in the United States of America. This is according to new research from the Pew Research Center.
I like to point out our lawyer is a Jew.
Yeah, and he voted for the other guy, by the way. So there's that. And it turns out they had two lawyers that were Jewish. One was a Messianic Jew, which means he's a Christian, and the other was a Jew who was like actively campaigning for their opponent.
Well, whatever.
You can't make it up.
Just sitting there with a smile on my face. I love that woman.
United States of America, in 2017, there were 3.45 million Muslims of all ages living in these United States. They make up 1.1% of our total population. They have been a part of the religious landscape since day one. Since the country's founding, it says here. First wave of Muslims arrived in the United States as slaves, and a lot of them were forcibly converted to Christianity. You know, I think that's HS. If you're going to have a slave, you should let him worship whatever way they want to worship. Like, that sucks. Not only are you my slave...
The whole thing sucked.
I know, but that extra sucks. Like, you're going to be my slave, and also, here's what you're going to worship. What are you doing? I guess what I'm trying to say, Darren, is I think slavery was bad.
You think it was a bad idea?
I think it was a bad deal all around. Yeah. I don't think any of it was good.
You might be right.
Yeah, so the number of Muslims in the United States continues to grow, and they will replace Jews as the country's second largest religious group. That, again, will happen by the year 2040.
What about the Druids?
no one knows who they were or what they were doing.
Or what they were doing.
In ancient times. Hewn to the living rock of Stonehenge. Number five.
Hail Stonehenge.
Five.
Hail Crunwell.
I'm going to ask a very practical question at this point. Are we doing Stonehenge tomorrow? Number five, Sears announcing they're going to be closing another 103 Kmart and Sears stores. Made that announcement yesterday. 103 unprofitable Kmart and Sears stores will be closing as they continue to streamline their operations. The department store operator, again, Sears owns Kmart. They have had 24 straight quarters of sales declines.
Ooh. Give me a chance to turn that around.
64 Kmarts and 39 Sears will be closing sometime between early March.
They're not still
and
making
early
the, still
April.
Not making the K car anymore, are they?
The K car was not made by Kmart.
No, I know that. But
K car, a nice reliable automobile. Yeah. Was that Dodge? Who made the K car?
That sounds like it could have been a Dodge.
Plymouth Reliant, right? Isn't that a K car? It's a reliable automobile. I know that much. Thank you, Bare Naked Ladies. And thank you. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Dodge Aries was a K-car.
3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Get yourself a spiced chai latte. It's absolutely delicious. East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons. Make a resolution. It's still not too late for 2018.
Make a resolution.
Make a resolution. Become a patron on Podbean. And it's also brought to you as well by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Taste of Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed. We're going to look into that fax thing. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio, and friends, you will not be paying as much. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
So I guess Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are not talking to each other.
They're having a...
This will be their last season together.
How do you know that?
That's what everyone's saying, that they are done working together.
Huh.
That there has been a rift.
Is that because
that
they
is
got...
so bad that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick no longer are speaking, and this will be the end. This season will be the end of the Patriots dynasty.
Now, Tom Brady had some sort of like personal trainer or something that was throwing his weight around.
Who's like a weirdo.
Okay.
Like he believes in... cuckoo stuff.
Okay.
This trainer. And Belichick's
like, get him out of here.
You're not bringing this cuckoo-ness into my team.
No. If you want to do it on your own time, fine. Mm-hmm.
The rift is so bad that a lot of the Patriots feel that this will be...
A snake handler, I think, is what he is.
Well, born a snake handler.
I'll die a snake
and
handler.
And he'll die a snake handler, Darren, yes. Reports are saying that Tom Brady demanded that the team trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
Who does he think he is?
Well, see, that's something else, because
who do you got now?
Well, I mean, when you look at what the Packers did, when they said, we're done with Favre.
Yeah.
And at the time, I remember thinking, what are you doing? But turned out to be the smartest thing they could have ever done. Right? So the Patriots, I might have been in a similar situation. Jimmy Garoppolo could be a superstar quarterback.
We're looking pretty good.
And Tom Brady, by the way, is 40 years old.
Yeah, but he's probably going to win another MVP.
And that's something else. ESPN publishing a story today detailing the rift between Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and owner of the team, Robert Kraft. I like the team so much, I bought it.
Now I'm going to shave my body with this Gillette razor.
They're calling it, some sources are calling it a Bill Belichick hit piece, and that'll be on ESPN. It's probably on there by the time you're hearing this show.
The PPG is sending a cease and desist to all involved. you know what? We would not like that book to come out. This is a cease and desist. How about you? You know what? How about we release it today? We were going to release it next week.
That's a fun story to watch.
How about we do it today?
This book has a bunch of stuff.
This
book has a bunch of stuff I never said. I have all of it on tape. Okay.
Thanks for creating the demand that we got to get it out today.
This is what I don't understand, too, about the PPG book. We're talking about Fire and Fury, which is the book everyone's talking about. Even if it is all half-truths or just straight-up lies, this guy was just hanging out in the White House for, like, 10 months.
Yes.
Why isn't that an issue?
No, they allowed him to.
Right.
Because they thought it would be a good book. They thought it would be, yeah, we're going to look great in this.
But no.
Well, no. That's kind of not all that self-aware.
Isn't that troubling that he allowed this guy in your White House for all these months?
Oh, this is going to be great.
How could it not be great?
We're great. Why won't the story be great?
How could it not be?
Right.
Powerball jackpot is now at the $500 million mark.
Bamillion?
Yeah, Mega Millions.
Bamillion?
No winning tickets sold for the Powerball.
When do they draw again? Saturday?
Saturday night. Gotcha. $550 million. It would be the 8th largest lottery prize in United States history.
If I win, I might buy
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady.
Have him do what for you?
Snow removal.
Before taxes, your cash prize would be a $550 million amount. That's if you get the annuity payout option.
Uh-huh.
You would get 30 payments over 29 years.
Oh, yes.
Before taxes, it's $550 million, but before taxes, you're only really looking at $348 million.
Oh, take it!
Yeah. So, you play the Powerball in 44 United States, D.C., Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. Although I imagine winning that kind of money in Puerto Rico would be kind of weird when half the island doesn't have power.
It'd be a little awkward.
Yeah, I'd move to the mainland is what I'd do. Or, you know, Hawaii, where, you know, nobody
knows
me.
Which beach?
Hmm?
Which beach in Hawaii? Which sandy beach?
Oh, gosh. If you're asking me, I would probably say...
I am especially proud to be a first-generation American and a resident of Hawaii, our youngest state. Our nation's pride lies deep within the hearts of its people. American has faith in the liberty and justice, and we all have faith and believe in ourselves. The United States' freedom and opportunity is one of the greatest. We are truly the land of the great. From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
It is our home.
They don't call it Hawaii.
Is Hawaii like New Orleans? Is that like
an
affectation that people throw on?
Lovo,
New Orleans, Hawaii. Like, is that just something to do for tourists?
I don't know that I heard anyone referencing Hawaii when I was in Hawaii.
When you were on the Big Island? Which islands were you on?
I wasn't on the Big Island. I was only on one island.
Which one were you on? Kalua?
Oahu. Kalua. Yes, I was on Kalua.
I don't know much about
it. I was on Kalua time.
Is Kalua an island?
Good for you.
I'm on the island of Kalua. If anyone needs me, I'll be in my timeshare on the Hawaiian island of Kalua.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you anymore. I've just been BSing my way through life up until this point. I have no idea even how a clock works.
I don't understand how things work.
I don't understand anything.
Funeral directors say that business is booming. And this happens every year, Darren.
Well, sure.
Because there's a giant surge at funeral homes this time of year because people hang on for the holidays.
Oh.
And then once the holidays are over,
January's good.
I can check
business.
Out. I can leave. I'm done. I got the holidays. I hung around for the holidays. I didn't want to ruin the holidays for everybody.
I wonder how many people purposely do ruin the holidays for their families.
Well, I don't think that's... You mean like... Decide to end their lives for the holidays?
I'm not doing very well, and yeah, is it Christmas? All right, I'm gonna go. I want to ruin Christmas for
They
her.
Say colder temperatures and flu outbreaks are also good for business.
Sure.
There is a surge as the holiday season winds down. The prospect of seeing relatives one more time at Christmas helps sick or elderly people hang on just a little bit longer. But then once Christmas is done, you go, I'm not going to. Like, if you're someone who is in the ninth inning of your life.
Yes.
You realize there's no rally caps. There's no reason for me to hang on anymore.
I tell you who's got a rally monkey is that Kirk Douglas, though. 101.
Isn't that nuts?
And he's redoing Spartacus.
I would have lost a lot of money on this. Walter Mondale, dead or alive?
Was it his daughter that died? Eleanor Mondale?
Eleanor Mondale is dead.
So Walter's alive.
Walter Mondale's still alive. He showed up the other day on the news, and I'm like, I would have lost a fortune.
I would have too.
I could have sworn Walter Mondale was dead. But no, he's still alive. He's still making it happen. There's a guy named Bruce Wayne who has set a record eating Chipotle for 428 consecutive days.
Now, he's clearly built up an immunity to the E. coli. Or whatever it is that they've got in their lettuce.
Ohio resident Bruce Wayne has had a Chipotle $3 burrito for dinner every day. It started on October 30th, 2016. And he has been there every day. He has set the official world record for the longest streak of eating a burrito. Spelt with two O's for some reason. 425 days in a row.
If you had to eat one food item,
mm-hmm.
what do you think it would be for that period of time?
So like I would have the same thing every day?
Yes.
Oh gosh, that's a fantastic question.
What do you think you could put up with?
Eat every single day.
Now, you're going to be able to have two other meals.
Well, I mean...
Snatch.
stop yourself.
One of your meals has to be this food item. And not necessarily even from a particular place, but just a food item. It could be... I guess it could be...
I'd say Rick and Benny's breaded steak sandwiches.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't think that would do it. I think you'd be...
I could eat it every day.
Could you?
Yeah, yeah. There was a time in my life I did. Years ago.
So you're going to have a steak pack every day?
Well, I mean, if we live in this, in your hypothetical situation, yes, that's what I want. Now, do I have to finish it? Is that part of the weird rules? Or?
Well, yeah, you can't.
Well, then I would
just take a bite of it.
Well, then
every
I guess I'll have an apple a day. Then, if you're going to be serious about it.
Oh, well, that's a clever way of thinking about things.
You know what I'll do, Darren? I'll keep the doctor away. Think about that.
Well, I like that that little maneuver you just pulled.
Take that. Study says people who swear are more honest.
Uh huh.
Does that surprise you? People who swear are more honest than people who do not swear. Three-part study that has been published in Social, Psychological, and Personality Science.
I know I don't trust...
Yes, we do subscribe.
I don't trust people that don't drink.
Yeah. Well, I imagine people that don't drink probably don't swear either, right?
Or maybe they just cuss up a storm because they can't drink.
Well, you don't trust people... Now, be careful here. You don't trust people who don't drink... Like, people who don't drink because it's gotten away from them, you trust.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't drink because...
I trust them.
Yeah.
I trust them.
I have issues.
Yeah, no, I trust them.
That I get.
Yes.
But, like, I've never taken a drink in my life. Well, I'll never do it.
No, I don't trust that.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But, like, somebody's an alcoholic that doesn't drink.
That's different.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, they've seen things.
Yes, no, they know what it tastes like.
They at least understand what it is.
Yes.
How can you say no to something you've never tried? And I know a lot of you are going to throw mayonnaise in my face.
Uh-huh. You don't throw mayonnaise in my face.
How dare you?
Can you imagine getting hit with a mayonnaise bomb?
Hard pass on that
one. You'd freak out.
Hard pass on that one. Finally, Darren, we end with...
Would you be okay with someone eating mayonnaise?
I couldn't watch that, no.
So, mayonnaise, if Owen brings mayonnaise into the house, it's going to be a problem.
He wouldn't. First of all, he wouldn't.
Because he's been indoctrinated.
He's as picky as I am.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got his own things.
Now, is Kenny picky?
Not as picky as the two of us.
But picky.
There's things she won't do mayo, I'll tell
you that. Yeah, I know that. The whole family takes a stance on that.
I'll tell you this. Our combined hatred of mayonnaise, is one of the secrets to our strong marriage.
Family.
Right?
The whole family.
Like, the rare times we fight, my wife and I might get in a fight once every 2 or 3 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. But when we do, and I'm like, God, I don't like her right now, I think to myself,
but
mother of my child, and she hates mayonnaise. So how mad can I be?
Yeah, right.
How mad can I be?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you ever get in a fight, I suppose you could bring up mayonnaise, and it's like an alliance again.
Sometimes I do. Well, she'll be like, you know, she doesn't want to talk to me, and I'm like, I understand you're upset, but doesn't at least I'm not mayonnaise. And she'll be like, you're not.
You're right.
You're not. You can come to bed, and we'll figure this out in the morning.
Should I get out the Miracle Whip?
No, we don't I would never bring that into this house. I would sooner bring hepatitis A into this house than mayonnaise. I don't know. That's probably not fair. That's probably too much. That's a stretch.
Especially for someone who's dealing with hepatitis A right now.
Right? If you're listening to the show in Detroit and you got hepatitis A from the Chipotle.
Man, that was uncalled for.
What the?
I was thinking about being a patron.
Not today, dicks. Prison inmate Edwin Grieco Wiley Biggs.
I think we know him.
Happy birthday to me, I guess.
Gonna treat myself to lunch.
He was strip searched in prison there. And they found a small plastic bag, Darren, sticking out of his rectum. This is in prison.
So in clear sight.
He's in prison. They saw one inmate pass something to another inmate. And they're like, what do you have? He's like, nothing. And they're like, okay, spread your cheeks, right?
Rectum damn near killed
him. Yeah, right. So then they found a blue balloon containing synthetic marijuana in this guy's butthole. Again, this is prison inmate Edwin Grieco Wiley Biggs. He maintained... He got an extra 3 to 6 years in prison for possessing contraband. He maintained and appealed to a court that the drugs in his rectum were not his drugs.
So they were drugs.
Yes. Synthetic marijuana. He said, they're not my drugs. I don't know how they got there. He claimed that the drugs that were found in his ass were not his drugs. But the court said, no, we're not buying that. So you can do a couple more years in jail. That's...
Do you want to finger the person who did put those drugs there?
Smoke weed every day.
No, synthetic weed. You don't want to do that.
No, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
It was a drug we talked about a couple days ago where... is it wasp spray or what the hell?
Wasp spray?
What was it called? Where they're just,
I got some if you want it.
Yeah, where they're just doing spray?
Taking hits of bug spray? Oh, no.
That's not the best idea. That's going to do it for today's installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We'll be back next week. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheese steak. Get one today, or maybe even consider a chicken cheese steak. Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. Absolutely delicious at Capriati's, not only on 53rd Street in Davenport, but also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're there today for lunch or dinner or both, which is a fantastic idea, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven. Because it hasn't.